listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's no offseason for volunteering, so we're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/firstand10 and learn more. Do it. Help out the community. It's what we like to hear you people doing here in this great city of Cleveland. And now we're going to go to a place with some pretty darn good weather down in Arizona. Josh Weinfuss, ESPN NFL national reporter for the Arizona Cardinals, joining us here for an abbreviated version of the Blitz today on CBD. Josh, first of all, thank you for joining us here today. And let's start with a topic that has some relevance in some ways to what's happening here in Cleveland. And that is the suspension of Darrell Washington for the season with his marijuana use. Obviously, the Josh Gordon situation looms here. What's your take on what happened with Washington and how the Cardinals are going to react to that?
Well, first off, it's like 110 here, so I don't know
so
how
it's too hot.
The weather actually is. It'd be a little too hot. But, you know, when it comes to Washington, my take is he had no care in the world about the rest of his teammates. He knew what was at stake. He knew where he was in the substance abuse program. He went ahead and he continued to use marijuana. Well, I'm sorry. We don't know that for sure. We know that he failed, either failed a drug test or he had a non-compliance, which means that he wasn't around for a drug test, which is the same thing as failing a drug test. So basically he was irresponsible either way. And it just shows that he had, you know, a lack of care for the rest of his team, that he wasn't mature enough to be able to handle it. If I was reading the substance abuse policy right, he had something like 10 drug tests a month being in stage 3. And that's a lot, but still, if you know what's at stake as a professional football player, you should make yourself available for every drug test. You know, like I said, we don't know if he failed the drug test or if he just missed a drug test, but either way, he cost his team a whole year of him being on the field and is just completely irresponsible.
Josh, as we talk about the handling of this by Bruce Arians, a coach who certainly has, I mean, his background is that of a guy who knows offense and certainly ran a team under the most stress and duress you could imagine in Indianapolis when he was the interim in place of Chuck Pagano after Chuck's diagnosis with leukemia. But as you look at a situation like this, it seems like hearing the questions about it is starting to wear on Coach Arians.
Yeah, you know, he put an end to it all yesterday, which was the Cardinals' first practice since Washington was suspended. He came out in his first opening statement after practice. He basically said, this is the last day we're talking about it. He's instructed all the players to not take any questions about it. I'm sorry, not to answer any questions. We can ask all the questions in the world that we want to, but he's told everyone that they are done answering questions about Darrell Washington. So in his eyes, it's over with. It is. They've moved on. They're not going to deal with anybody who's not on the team. It's all about moving forward. It's all about, you know, answering questions and talking about guys who have a chance to make this team. So he's, you know, like you pointed out, he knows exactly how to handle these situations. And to him, the best way was just to move forward.
Talking on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline with Josh Weinfuss, ESPN NFL national reporter for the Arizona Cardinals. And Josh, when you look at the middle of that defense now, this is a team that had two very good inside linebackers in Washington and Carlos Dansby. Now Dansby here in Cleveland, along with another former Cardinal, Jim Drake. Tell us a little bit about what Browns fans can expect from Dansby and Dre. And also, how are the Cardinals going to fill that void all of a sudden in the middle of that defense?
Well, if I had the answer to that question, I'd be making a lot more money than I am now. What you guys can expect out of Carlos and Jim Dre, basically, you know, Jim's a very hardworking, blue-collar type of tight end. You know, he's not going to go out and get you 50, 60, 70 yards, but he's going to stay at the line of scrimmage. He's going to block. He's going to stay home. He's going to protect whoever your quarterback ends up being. And he's very tough that way. With Carlos, you know, last year he had one of his best seasons ever. He's dedicated himself to getting back into shape, to slimming down, and he's very fast. He's very smart out there. I'm not sure how he's going to be used in Cleveland, but, you know, in Arizona, he was the quarterback of the defense, and he was very cerebral out there. He was able to make the checkdowns. He was very fast sideline to sideline, a lot faster than a lot of people expected. He surprised a lot of people. You know, he got his hands on a lot of balls. He had, I think, 4 interceptions. He missed like 2 or 3, and I know he got chided for that in the locker room quite a bit. So with Dansby, you're getting a guy who basically had a Pro Bowl type of season last year, but just didn't make the Pro Bowl.
With regard to Carlos Dansby and his presence on a team beyond what he does athletically, and that's the number one quality that you better have from him. But there seems to be just a leadership thing. He seems very natural and comfortable with kind of taking charge. I mean, that was the tone he set from his first press conference. And a lot of times you can hear that from veteran players and say it's just so much talk. But my sense is he backs that up. What were your observations along those lines in terms of his leadership skills?
Well, your sense is right on. When he came to Arizona, granted he had been here before, but it was a totally different team. Only like 2 or 3 guys remained. And he came in and he established himself as a locker room leader right off the bat. He was very well respected by the young guys, and even the older guys in the locker room made sure that they listened whenever he talked. So he was able to do it right away here. And I have no doubt that he's going to be able to do it right away in Cleveland.
Yeah, he certainly has brought some of that already to the field. Let's talk about your Arizona Cardinals for a second. Quarterback Carson Palmer, they draft Logan Thomas in the draft. They get another weapon and a kid that I like from a small school, John Brown, who absolutely can fly and has a little DeSean Jackson to his game. Talk a little about this offense, turning it over to Andre Ellington, a little bit more at running back. How you see this offense developing here in 2014?
You know, I think they're going to make leaps and bounds. Last year, they really struggled to pick up Bruce's scheme, at least for the first 7-8 games. They looked lost out there. Guys like Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd had no idea at sometimes where they were going. So when you know like a guy like Larry is confused with his where he's supposed to line up, you know it's bad for everybody because he's so smart out there. But this year, with a year under their belt in Bruce's scheme, the guys have been playing faster. They understand where they're supposed to be. They understand where everyone else is supposed to be. You know, and you add a guy like Ted Ginn as your third wide receiver, so you bring a lot of speed, you bring a lot of experience. Then you add John Brown, like you talked about, he's been turning heads left and right in practice. These guys seem to be very, very impressed with him. He's working on the punt return team yesterday in practice, so they're probably going to work him into that role a little bit more. His speed has just been off the charts, and Carson Palmer has talked about how he loves playing with him. And one thing about Carson is, you know, having a year to watch film or having an off season to watch film when he's actually watching the Cardinals cut-ups instead of cut-ups of the Steelers or the Colts, he said has helped quite a bit because now they see the mistakes that they're making. They're not seeing the mistakes that Reggie Wayne's making, for example. You know, so it helps them understand Bruce's offense a lot better. And I think they're just going to take another step into being what Bruce has envisioned for them. And then, you know, with losing Washington, this defense, last year the Cardinals relied on the defense for the first half of the season. This year I think it's going to be the opposite. I think the Cardinals are going to rely on the offense to get them through those first 7-8 games, while the defense, especially in the middle, kind of gets its footing. It figures out, you know, who these inside linebackers are, and especially with a guy like Andre Ellington, a linebacker, the offense has become so dynamic, I think that they'll be able to carry this team for at least half the season.
Last one for me, Josh, and we're visiting with Josh Weinfuss. He's joining us on the Ohio Business Machines hotline here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just this division and Seattle, San Francisco, I mean, you know, we know the competition and we know how difficult it is. Do you feel as a team that went 10-6 that really played some of its best football late in the year, won 7 of the last 9, uh-huh. And people talk about momentum, carryover, whatever, but there was some change there. How do you see this team truly stacking up in what people consider the toughest, best division in the NFL?
Well, you know, I'll be honest. I think they had a better chance to win this division before Friday. And once Washington was suspended, I think that changed everything about the Cardinals' outlook on this season. You know, the offense is still going to be as good as it was, you know, they think as good as it was and at the end of last season going into this year. But the defense is really what this team was built on, and that's changed. I would like to say it changed dramatically, simply because now you don't have an every-down linebacker sitting in the middle next to Kevin Minter, who is Carlos Dansby's replacement. So you're going to have to play a veteran like a Larry Foote or someone you bring in off of free agency who can give you two downs maybe, and then you're going to have to find someone for a third down. So you're going to have to play linebacker by committee, I think. And I think that changes, you know, how Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator here, runs this defense. Maybe they switch to more of a 4-3 instead of a 3-4. But if he has to make these changes, and as long as it takes these guys to adapt to all the new personnel, I don't think that they're going to be able to hit the ground running like they expected to be in 2014, which I think in turn is going to hurt them early. But the good thing about the Cardinals is that the back end of their schedule is stacked with NFC West games. So these guys can find a rhythm. I think they have like one game in the first 2 months of the season. And then if they can find their rhythm by mid-season, and if they can get going, then this team could really make a run at a title, an NFC West title. But it's just, like you said, it's so tough. San Francisco is still going to be good. You know, Seattle, even though they might have a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover, I think that's what a lot of guys here are hoping for, you know, but they're still going to be good. But then, you know, St. Louis is a team to watch. Yeah. That defensive line is pretty tough. So, you know, they have their work cut out for them. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take the Cardinals to kind of find themselves in 2014.
Josh, appreciate the insights. Thank you so much for joining us here.
No problem, guys.
All right. That was Josh Weinfuss, ESPN Good NFL stuff, National thorough. Reporter for the Arizona Cardinals, brought to you on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now, the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, and I'm looking at just a spectacular copy right here in front of me. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. That's OhioBusinessMachines.com or call 216-485-2000. Nathan and Vic, we want questions about the OTAs and your reaction to Coach Pettine's press conference and more when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.